tuned in correctly this morning.
Studios. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
What's your idea of adulthood? I saw a funny selection of tweets over the weekend that sum up what being an adult is.
Like what?
Are we doing this now?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. Yeah.
It's just, I've never seen less interest in a group of people.
Sorry.
Here are some tweets that people have thought relate to adulthood.
Right.
Adulthood is relating to Oscar the Grouch more than Elmo.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yes, Marty.
Adulthood is basically just trying to fall asleep at night and stay awake during the day.
Yeah.
All life.
Now we're back.
It's all about life.
Come on, guys.
We just need a Desiree.
We need this. Yeah.
Adulthood is just saying, what a week after every week.
We do that here.
We do that all the time.
Yeah.
The real challenge of adulthood is having to buy things that were magically just in your house growing up, like Q-tips and Windex and laundry detergent and salt, and like, oh, I got to purchase these now.
Mm.
That's what growing up is. Now you got to buy all the stuff your mum had in the pantry.
Now you're an adult.
Adulthood, this one resonated with you, Lauren.
Yes.
Adulthood is deciding that you like olives.
Yeah. I hated olives until I was about 22.
And then bang.
I said, I must eat an olive
immediately.
You love olives.
And I never
now.
Stopped.
No, you're an olive eater.
Mine was the realisation I actually had to pay for the gas bill and the power bill.
I know.
No,
now I'm grown up.
Oh, that's right. Well, now you're an adult.
Like, that just doesn't happen.
Now you're carrying debt.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of being an adulthood. An adult. Adulthood's waking up feeling less well-rested every day until you finally just don't wake up at all one day.
Wow. That's cheery.
You're just tired, 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 then you're dead.
Yeah.
That's adulthood, guys. Don't think it's anything else. Sorry, I had a moment. Alexa, Whitney Houston. Adulthood is being excited to swap tips on sleeping positions to alleviate back pain.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
One of the great joys of adulthood is finding a spot you can sleep in at night that doesn't hurt
doesn't
your lower back. I can't sleep on my stomach anymore.
Oh.
Did you used to be able to?
No, well, I was never a big stomach sleeper, but if I lay on my stomach now, my lower back does hurt.
Yeah, because it's. Mm-hmm. I can't sleep. I've never been able to sleep on my stomach.
I'm a big stomach sleeper.
Are you?
Which is.
You like the stomach sleeping?
Discuss.
Stomach sleeper. He's making a note of that. Stomach sleeper. Lauren.
Will, how do you like sleep?
Not the most comfortable.
Will, are you a stomach sleeper?
No, we can't hear him, but
no.
Yes.
You're saying no?
He's outside the studio taking calls at the moment.
Not really.
No.
He's not a stomach sleeper.
No.
Dean.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Dean.
Great. Love your show. But adulthood for me is preferring to spend time with my dogs over other humans.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You've given up on the human race.
As a nurse, dogs are better.
Yeah. I didn't hear the last
As a nurse, dogs are better.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you said there, Dean?
Yep.
Oh, frontline worker day.
Yeah.
That's where that ends. Have you ever conducted home surgery? You know, I've seen some crazy home surgery sort of hillbilly style stuff on TV where a bloke just once grabbed a set of pliers and hooked them onto a bloke's tooth.
Oh. What?
And then just literally went boom and pulled the guy's tooth out.
That.
Home surgery.
Yeah.
A cat named Klaus has ruined a man's Tinder date and sent him to the emergency room. Adam was looking after his date's cat. I said cat.
Mm-hmm.
When it managed to escape the property, prompting a wild goose chase. Well, it's a wild cat chase if we want to be exact. To bring it home before she returned to an excruciating... Well, hang on.
Before the date returned. Because she wasn't there for some reason.
Well, where was she?
I don't know. This is what I mean.
She might have just been at the shops.
Adam spent hours searching for Klaus before finding the cat hidden under some stairs. It's the first place you'd look, isn't it? What an idiot.
Yeah.
The cat launched at Adam, launched after he attempted to lead it away with a tin of food, attaching itself to his arm and opening a wide gash on his hand.
Wow.
There's the photo of the gash down there.
Cats can get flighty.
I don't like cats. I'm on record, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Not a cat person.
Yeah, you're a cat or a dog person.
Yeah, cats are strange animals.
Mm.
Hoity-toity, nose in the air.
Yeah, shut up, you're a cat.
I know.
Yeah.
He sprinted up the stairs with Klaus still attached to his hand. Let go of me hand, Klaus.
Oh.
This is when the home surgery comes into it. Adam's dad took a DIY approach to his wounds after Adam got home, and he opted to super glue the gashes shut.
Oh.
What?
And leave him to sleep it off. So dad's given it a bit of ads. Come over here. And he's glued the wound closed and told him to go and sleep it off. Just relax, mate. I've stopped it bleeding with the super glue. Take a break.
What
shortly after that, his hand blew up to double the size as an infection set in, and that's the photo we've got. Look at his hand. It looks like he's filled a washing glove with water like you did when you were a kid.
I thought that was going to be a good idea.
This is home surgery.
Yeah.
This is what happens when dads get involved in home surgery. Doctors told Adam that they may need to amputate his hand. Dad, stop helping. However, they were able to stem the infection and save his appendage. Appendage, when you're using the word hand, doesn't seem right, does it?
Just say hand.
Just say hand. Don't say appendage.
No.
After he spent a week in hospital.
Damien, home surgeries. What happened?
Years ago when my dad was a kid, he got pushed out the window by his brother and he landed on a wood pole and his ear was hanging off by like just a string.
Oh, my God.
And so my grandfather thought he lined it back up and just put some duct tape on it. And he swears to this day the doctor said it, he couldn't have done a better job himself.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold. Now on Triple M. Shags, they're just talking for a while.
Ooh. It's nice to give you something that's, when you come.
It's worth it.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me in.
Well, we loved you so much last week, we thought I'm not doing Fridays ever again without Harley on the show.
Well, luckily you got me in because I've come up with what I imagine is now going to be a weekly segment.
Yes, it will be.
First of. Welcome to...
Yeah.
Shit My Kids Think.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Not to be confused with Shit My Kids Think.
Yeah, they're very different.
Very different.
Yeah, that's a realisation.
Shit My Kids Think.
That is a realisation. Yeah.
For the very first week, this is the first subject of Shit My Kids Think, that pies come from magpies.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, my three-year-old was...
Oh, I was going to say your 30-year-old. old for that.
I'm way too old. The three-year-old was in the backyard just staring out at the trees.
Yeah.
And he just looked up at me and goes, Dad, how do they get the pies out?
Yeah.
And
right.
I went, of what? And he went, the magpies.
Oh, no.
And then I had a decision to make.
Yeah.
Do I say, oh, no, no, mate, that's just a similar sounding word. That's a magpie.
Yeah.
That's a bird and pies come from the bakery.
Or do you have a bit of fun?
Or do you say, oh, well, there's actually a porthole
in
the back of the magpie.
Where you just pull the pie out.
And when it's finished making its pie, it just drops it off at all the bakeries.
How wonderful.
And if you think I went with the second option, you'd be absolutely correct. But it has slightly backfired because I was out the back door a couple of days later and there's my three-year-old just... eating bird shit. So
comes out the back, Dad.
Just building up his immune system.
It's a different type of pie.
Fighting COVID in his own way.
It's a poo pie.
Yep.
What else are the kids thinking?
Oh, mate, that was really the end of what I prepared.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast as a tale from the tabernacle.
I haven't done this for a while.
No,
we haven't done a tale from the tabernacle for ages. It's those miracles in life that are too hard to explain.
Yeah.
Where you kind of go, what's happened here? You're a big fan of them, Will.
Oh, huge fan.
Tales from the tabernacle.
You sound excited. Well, Marty often says, let's do a tale from the tabernacle, and I have to retrofit a story. Sorry.
Because for me, it's all about the opener.
Yeah. We don't care about the story.
I couldn't care less. I just want to hear the song every now and then.
But this one's actually relevant.
This one is relevant.
In the last week.
This one is in the last week. This is a tale from the tabernacle.
I haven't got it queued up again.
Tornadoes sweeping through Alabama for the past week have been causing widespread damage, with some wind speeds reaching as high as 240 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
Or your commute, as it's called, Troy. On Facebook, meteorologist Matt Wink.
Oh.
What a great name.
The Winker. Who are you winking at, Matt?
Hang on. You sure this is all factual? It is April Fool's Day.
No, this is real.
Is this a stitch-up?
It's not a stitchy.
Matt Wink. Okay.
Tell me now if it is.
You can pull
tell
up Matt
Tell me if
Wink's...
it's a stitch-up and you can save your job.
What is he, a meteorologist?
go Matt Wink
Show
Facebook.
Me Matt. Don't just put Wink in.
No, don't do that.
Pull it up on Marty's screen if he's so suspicious.
Oh,
now I'm a bit worried now.
Matt Wink shared a photo of an Alabama church that appears to have experienced a miracle.
Will.
What? What?
What have you done?
Oh, no.
What's he done?
What?
What is
he works at Wink News, but his name's Matt Devitt. Is that correct?
Oh, maybe.
Two T's. He called him Matt Wink.
Well done,
That's
Paste.
That's not his name.
Got on your paste.
Well done, Paste. Not only was the Mount Gilead Community Church left untouched by the tornadoes in the area, so it's gone around the church.
Yeah.
A tree in the church's cemetery was twisted into the shape of a cross, and there it is there.
Wow,
the tornadoes completely missed the church.
Yeah.
It's knocked a tree down, and the tree's formed a cross.
Yeah, his name is not Matt Wink.
It's Matt Devitt at Wink News.
Okay.
There's his Twitter.
I didn't really even read.
You can tell.
That's okay. The rest of the story is accurate.
Oh, no, that's fine. You just got his name wrong. What's that matter?
We spent a lot of time on Matt Wink.
I think that'll probably do us.
Oh, I love this. Sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle. The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. Non-Aussies share strange things about Australia is the piece of paper I've got in front of me. Non-Aussies, foreigners, if you will, have taken to Twitter to share the strangest things they just found out about Australia. This is great.
Mm.
Just found out that Australians say at least we're not in America when they're in a bad situation. And to think I couldn't be more embarrassed. Must be awful for Americans who are travelling the globe for whatever reason, however they could be, to see the way the rest of the world thinks about them.
Well, I think they still can travel. I don't think there's rules on them leaving the country.
Mm. It's just can they get into where they want to go.
That's right. Yeah, Certainly can't get in here.
Just found out Australians eat pies that are just meat. Like it's just a pie filled with meat, and they get them at gas stations.
Gas station.
That is pretty strange, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's got to be an American if they're suggesting gas station. Mm.
It's like when I went to Italy and you could get, there was like proper baristas working at petrol stations.
Oh, how good.
And you would get a proper cup of coffee, then go and stand out the front in the service station driveway, and if you are a smoker, God forbid, you could stand at the servo having a cup of coffee and a smoke while 15 feet away someone's putting petrol in their car. I'm like, this... I love Italy.
That's not ever going to end well.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, and I'm not a smoker. Sometimes people smoke next to me at events and stuff. It annoys me. It's like I've had a cigarette.
That's why you smell of them.
It's
because someone's next to you smoking.
Madness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You found one you like?
Yeah.
What do you got?
This person said, I just found out that Australians call umbrellas brollies and I'm charmed beyond belief.
It is cute, isn't it?
It is cute.
Have you got your brolly?
Got your brolly?
It is quite charming, isn't it? Just found out that Trachydax is sweatpants. Now I'm on YouTube trying to find videos of Australians saying it.
On your trackies?
Got your Trachydax on?
Yeah. It's a very Aussie.
It is an Aussie
phrase.
Thing. Trachydax are quite polarising too. Would you ever wear tracksuit pants to the shops?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
All the time. Last year during lockdown, that's all I had. That's all I was wearing.
Yeah, I reckon I was in a tracksuit most of last year.
Oh, you're not active wear? Not your Lululemon?
No, I don't look as good as you might imagine.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.